This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and you are very welcome. Hey, hello. Wow, it is Thursday, the 16th of January, and I don't know, I'm feeling good. I know it's a wintry kind of year, and there are challenges around, but I'm just feeling good today. Maybe it was that full moon we just had in Cancer. I mean, I've put on my Facebook post up here that in the Facebook chat room, wow, that was a wowzer of a full moon in Cancer, and it was. It's brought all sorts of things up that I'm going to share with you. If you want to come over to the Facebook chat room, it is easy peasy lemon squeezy. I can see loads of people coming in already. I can see, I've got, oh my goodness, Maureen. I've got Kat with me as well. Good morning, Kat. From 1-2 Listen, I have Pamela, Renee, Catherine, Laura, Alain, and Suzanne, and people are still coming in the room. So come and take a look. It's very easy if you've not joined us before, and I'm delighted to say I've had some new people join me on other shows. Please don't be shy. It is a closed group, so it's a very safe place to be, and they are just so nice in there. It's like getting a Facebook hug. And it's not often you can say that about Facebook, but Facebook hug. Go to 12radio.com, the website. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of those options is chat. It will take you straight in there. You may have to apply, and I'm not sure. I'm sure someone is watching out who's an admin, possibly me, who can let you in. And then you can say hello. We're sharing thoughts. I will do readings for you if you ask me in there as well. When you're looking at 1-2 Radio, by the way, you will see that there are lots of options in there. One of them is the on-demand system, which is just fabulous. I know I always say this, but then you can catch all the shows on 1-2 Radio, even if you can't be around when they're live. It's like an absolute treasure trove of wisdom and connection and kindness and provoking thoughts and or thought-provoking moments, whichever way round you like to say that. I can see lots of people coming in the Facebook chat room. It's lovely to see you in there. I will get in there and say a proper hello in a moment. So what am I going to be doing today? Heads up, I'm feeling very elemental. It's elemental, dear Watson, to quote or misquote Sherlock Holmes. I have angels, I have tarot, I have dragons, I have mermaids, I have unicorns. I'm feeling very, very dragon energy this week. You just call me Dragon Woman this week. My dragons have been so close. I've been meditating with them, and I'm going to do, if I get time, I'm going to do a dragon meditation today to meet your guardian dragon. So please stay with me for that. And if you can't go into a meditative state at the moment, because maybe you're driving, maybe you're at work, please don't meditate while you're driving. It doesn't end well. But of course, this show will go to on demand as soon as I can get it up there. And then you can go back and get that meditation later on. So let me just play the Facebook dance. Wish me luck, because I can see lots of you coming in there. Right, I'm going to go for this and take a look at the comments. So let me just tip this the right way up. Refresh Facebook. My computer's having a moment, and have a look in there. So I can see good morning to Maureen. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Pamela, who would like a card. Good morning to Jean. New person here. Jean, you are so welcome. I know we'll all give you a terrific 1-2 Radio Facebook group hug for that. And if you would like a reading, Jean, just let me know and I will do that. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message too. You liked the full moon. Yeah, it was quite something. So I'm going to go back in there. I'll just let that settle and I will go back in there and sort it out in a moment. I think I'm having one of those Facebook post moments. I'm not sure if I'm showing up on the front page or whether I'm showing up under posts. I'm just going to refresh the whole thing and take a look to see where I'm showing up for you, because I used to show up straight on the front page, but I think, yeah, it's looking, something's kind of happened in the system. And if you look under recent, there I am, most relevant. Now I've shown up. either under recent media or it'll be on the main page. I will keep looking. Good morning to Charlene as well. I can see you in there as well. Okay, so I know you want readings. If you want a particular deck, then please do let me know. But I'm going to go in there and do my best with it at the moment and just see what I can do. So, of course, we played the Facebook dance because it's showing me most relevant. I don't care what Facebook thinks is relevant. You are all relevant. So here we go. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Maureen. You would love a card. You're about to head to NJ. I presume that's New Jersey, and a weekend with your sister. Glad to hear you're getting over the illness. Yeah, holiday was stressful and stress certainly would have kicked that off. You would like a card as you're also heading to the casino. Oh my giddy goddess, you better get lucky then. So let me have a look. A card for Maureen. You want a lucky angel. Who can I think of an angel for luck? I'm just calling upon the archangels. Who's good at luck? Well, do you know what? I would just try Metatron, because Metatron can just meld time and space and numbers and realities. So you might want to try taking Metatron with you for luck. And maybe ground yourself right at the bottom of your chakras with Sandalphon, because Metatron's right high up in the top of your chakras. So maybe try that, and let's have a card for Maureen for going to see her sister and being well, and good luck in the casino. I don't believe what's just come out, Maureen. Oh, I am so on your side. I was just thinking, I know what card I would like to come out of this deck for Maureen, and it's flown to the top. I kid you not. It is the Six of Fire. This is a knight on horseback looking very happy because he's just won. This card in tarot is known as the victory card. It's good news on the way. Public recognition or awards. Take that thought into the casino with you, Maureen, is all I can say. And don't forget your friends on 1-2 Radio if you win a fortune. Good morning to Pamela. I'm very happy that you can catch me live today. Good morning to Jean. Pamela, you would like a card. So have a look, have a look, have a look. What can we come up with for Pamela? Delighted to have you here, Pamela. Okay, I have a card for you. This is, I'm still with the tarot deck. Still a fire card. This is a nine of fire. Now, when I see this nine of fire, sometimes we've had things that can, because it's a fire card, can trigger us or push our buttons or shake our confidence. And this card always says loud and clear, don't give up. Protect what you want, have courage, believe in yourself. So if you've got something like that going on, I'm going to refresh this Facebook page because I can see so many more people coming in the room, and I'm mindful you might want a particular deck. So let's have a look and see whether you want a particular deck before I do these readings. So almost there, bear with me, just doing the Facebook dance. Do you know what? Every time I go near something these days, my Facebook page, my mouse is playing up. Have you had that this week after this full moon? I cannot hold a thought in my head. I have left things all over the place. I'm just going to go back into recent media because for some reason, it's not pulling up on the front page. And now I've got a complete blank and it's showing me nothing. I'm just going to leave that sitting there for a while to sort itself out, because it's obviously having a moment, is all I can say. I can just say it's having a hissy fit. I'm going to refresh the page again and just let it get on with itself and ask Archangel Metatron and Archangel Michael if you're ever having problems with your media, social or otherwise. You can always ask Archangel Michael. And definitely, my banner has just vanished, so I'm going to try it under recent media and just let it sort itself out. I did say I was going to do you this dragon meditation. So while Facebook is sorting itself out, in fact, I'm going to shut it down completely and go back in. I'm going to do this dragon meditation. This is to meet your guardian dragon. And one of the things that came to me in this full moon, this Cancerian full moon, I mean, talk about all the feels and the intuition, and it will have Dragon sounds good, somebody says. I will go back in there and have a look. This triggered me because it's my rising sign, but the Cancerian full moon, I'm no astrologer, but you know one to listen. There's some of the best astrologers in the world working on that site. And of course, you get Mark Husson's show on a Monday, which just makes sense of it all. But for me, it depends where it is in your chart. But for me, my goodness, it gave me a shake up and made me have a real deep dive into how I present myself in the world and how I interact with life. And I just came out thinking, do you know what? I am so done with limitations and restrictions and thinking I can't do something because yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. I am done. I've just put my foot down with the universe. It's happening. This year, I'm going for it. So if you've had that kind of moment with the full moon, I'm right with you. And that also brought up this dragon power. And I did lots of meditations with the dragons, and in particular one to meet my guardian dragon and say to my dragon, I am so done with living timidly. I'm just going to go for it. I will not be restricted. So if you would like to meet your guardian dragon and bust some barriers with a dragon, I'm going to do this meditation for you. So if you can't do it right now, then please know that you can go back to this meditation on the on-demand system. And even if you do it now, you can still go back and do this over and over again. I will get the show up on demand as soon as I can. So here we go. Let's see if I can get some dragon-y sort of music. That is definitely heralding a dragon. So imagine yourself in a beautiful emerald forest. The light is dappled and sparkling. There is lichen, there are leaves, the trees are protecting you and swaying, and you feel the energy of the forest. Feel the power of the land as the trees dip their roots deep into Mother Earth and pull that energy up. And the dragons can feel that energy, pure elemental. And in your forest, you can see a cave. The entrance to the cave has lichen, green glistening moss that is dripping clear crystal water in the entrance. And you go through that entrance, feel the water dripping on you like pure liquid crystal, cleansing your chakras as you go through into the cave, which you expect to be damp. But it's not, it's dry. And at the far end of the cave, on a beach, you see your guardian dragon. Go for it, don't be afraid. Walk up to your dragon and kneel if you can, or just stand and bow, but just honor your dragon. And when you do, your dragon returns the honor and bows their head to you as they rise slightly. And you gaze into their eyes, and your heart chakra connects to the mighty, fiery, powerful dragon heart in front of you. This is your guardian dragon. Feel them, feel the love, and know that you are free to ask your dragon anything you want to know, and they would do their best to respond. So ask them now, what is it your heart desires? What do you want? listen to your dragon. If you're clairaudient and you hear things, feel your dragon. Maybe you just feel happy. Your dragon will work with you in whatever way works best between you. Ask them for signs if you're not sure. Ask them to show you during your week that you're on the right track. And just let your dragon know how much you value them and their advice and the connection that you now have. And know that you can always return to this cave and find your guardian dragon. And now, as you prepare to leave the cave, bow to your dragon again, or curtsy if you prefer. Honour your dragon, thank them for their wisdom, and slowly make your way back through the curtain of crystal water into the beautiful, bright, nurturing forest. A place of dreams where everything is possible. And slowly, if you have had your eyes closed, come back to the reality of where you're sitting at the moment. And know that you can always return to this place with your guardian dragon. I hope that worked for you. I love that meditation. I do it quite a bit. It's a great one to meet a guardian dragon. I could see comments coming in. I'm going to have another go. Wish me luck. Metatron and Michael, please be with me. Wish me luck as I try and sort this Facebook page out. Oh, there we go. Well, it's thinking. Maybe I should set a dragon on it. Maybe that would sort it out. Okay. Well, I'm on the Facebook page. Wow, I have a banner. Alleluia. Right. Okay, let's tip it the right way up and see how I'm getting on. Not most relevant, but all comments, because you're all relevant. Okay, so I said hello to Maureen and Pamela, Renee and Jean and Pamela. Laura, you would like a message. The full moon was gorgeous on your birthday eve. Listening to great horned owls. Wow. Okay. A card for Laura, please. There we go. I know what that was. I haven't cleared the deck. Same card as last time. Let's card for Laura, please. That's better. Another fire card. It's all fire cards today. It's those dragons. This is a five of fire. This sometimes turns up when we can't see our way forward, usually because of our focus that we're trying to see straight ahead. And if we would just look around sidewards, or we're too wound up with bothersome details and we're trying to micromanage something, we get stuck. So if you've got something like that in your life, that would be the advice today. Good morning to Charlene. I'm very happy you're here live. Laura said I had to search your name to find your banner. I don't know what is going on, but I'm very glad that somehow, Laura, we are connected. Jean, you would like a card or reading? It is my pleasure. Let's have a look. So a card, please, for Jean. Bless her. This is my angel tarot, Jean, that I'm using. It's a mixture of tarot and angels. I love this deck because it brings in both of the things I work with. So clear the deck and a card for Jean, please. There we go. My cards are trained to jump, Jean. Okay, I have an earth card for you. Coins, if you like your standard tarot. Six of earth. Now, this is always about balancing the books or sometimes getting gifts of money. It's about give and take. It's about what we put out, we receive back. So if we're talking career, it's new opportunities. It's about bringing life into balance. It can have a particular financial meaning, but for me, that's balance in all aspects, in that what goes around comes around goes around, or however that phrase goes. I think I've just mucked that up the wrong way, but you understand what I mean. So look for balance this week. Good morning to Denise. You would like a card, as it's your birthday month, of course. Let me have a look, Denise. This is Denise Horn. So I've changed the card deck. So there we go. I have a King of Fire for you. All these fire cards. Focus. This is about focusing, communicating what you want with vision. And I was saying earlier with the dragons, I am so done with being limited. This is a card that absolutely says that. I am done with limitation. I'm going to tell the universe what I want and just fire up. So you have that around you too, Denise. Pamela likes the idea of dragons. Ooh, so do I. Renee, you're a Cancer rising too, and you were feeling it. Oh, yes. It's just that moon was just an absolute doozy if you were a Cancer rising sign, or if indeed, of course, it was your sun or your moon. You will have felt it no matter what, because it's going to be in your chart somewhere. But yeah, it was an absolute doozy. I can see that Quelly has joined, so I'm just going to do the Facebook dance as well to make sure that I haven't missed you, Quelly. Always love to see you in there. So let's have a look, whizzing down the list, because I don't want to run out of time. Denise, Pamela, Quelly, Thursday blessings to you. Absolutely. Let me just see where I am. I've kind of lost track of time. Okay, I've got some moments left, so I can do some more readings. So if you would like some more readings, I do want to do a dragon card for the day, because, and I've just mislaid my dragons. I tell you, I can't keep a thought in my head. I can't find anything in the house. It's this Cancerian moon. It's just absolutely done for me. Plus that incredible lineup in the sky. Have you seen it? The lineup of the progression of planets. Mars is so bright. I've got this Cancerian moon outside with Mars at the side of it. I just go out there and stare in wonder. So let's have a dragon for the day. A daily dragon. I think everybody needs a daily dragon. It should be compulsory. It should be taught at school. There's a daily dragon. So the dragon I have today, this is from Diana Cooper's deck. I have lots and lots of dragon decks, but the one I have to hand is Diana Cooper's one. I love this. This is a rainbow dragon. I mean, how cute is that? This dragon is white over clouds, the storm clouds, but the sun is coming out, and the streak behind this beautiful white dragon has turned into a rainbow. It brings a leap of joy that opens new doors. And the fact that we can see the storm has dissipated and the sun is out, and there is this beautiful rainbow of hope. This is about expecting miracles, rediscovering happiness and joy and wisdom, and being very, very open to opportunities. That is a wonderful dragon to be having. So I'm just going to do the Facebook refresh as well and keep an eye on where I am. I did say I'm feeling very elemental, so, and the unicorns do not wish to be left out. And I used to work with unicorns all the time, and then I got to work with dragons and thought, oh my goodness, I don't want the unicorns to feel neglected. So I bought the unicorn deck out today. I used to work with a very particular unicorn when I tuned in, and when I asked for his name, he said he was called Bucephalus, which made me jump, because of course Bucephalus was Alexander the Great's horse, and it makes entire sense to me that of course he became a unicorn. He was probably one in the first place, and then incarnated. Somebody said they love the dragons, so I love dragons too. Let's just have a look at the unicorn message. There we go. That's interesting. I have a unicorn that kind of has the same message as the dragons. The message is true. It's a beautiful crystal white Pegasus unicorn. This unicorn is a flying Pegasus. And it says, what you're asking about is the truth. So if you've been wondering about something, and this unicorn has a beautiful star behind. So if you're gazing up at a star tonight, call upon the unicorns and just tell me, especially if you're pondering something and you can't make a decision, go and, if you've got a clear sky tonight, go and look at the moon and pick a star and ask your question and call upon this beautiful crystal Pegasus unicorn and say, show me the truth. And you'll know it's the truth. I used to do this when I first learned to work with angels, because I would ask the question and I'd tune into myself before I'd ask it. And then I'd ask, and if it's the truth, your heart just kind of floods with this beautiful positive energy. So you can certainly try that with the unicorns. And I can see lots of messages. You can probably hear, because my computer shows all sounds, and I have no idea how to turn that off because I'm technologically challenged. And I can see that more and more people have come into the chat room. So before, in my last few minutes, I am just going to take a look to make sure that I haven't missed anybody out. So just going down to make sure, Laura, Charlene, Denise, Renee, Maureen loved the dragons. Yeah, I love my dragons too. And Denise liked the meditation as well. I can't remember how far it was into the show, but as I say, I do promise that I will, as soon as I can, I will get this show up on demand, and then you can go back in and use that meditation. And if you know somebody that would enjoy that meditation, who's maybe thinking, I'm not sure about dragons, but maybe I could meet mine, well, point them in the direction of 1-2 Radio and tell them to give it a try, and they can. Plus the fact that when you look on demand, you're going to find so much else as well. If you look for Mark Husson's show, you're going to get all the astrology for the week and C.A. Brooks as well. Just wonderful shows there. So I'm looking, and I am in my last 2 minutes of this show. So I'm also very aware that perhaps you're not with me live, or perhaps you're someone who can't or doesn't wish to get in the Facebook chat room. And I completely get that. You know, there is no judgment about that at all. So in this last minute or so, I want to do a card for the day for you, wherever you are, whenever you are listening to the show. And as I say that, the card just flew out of the deck. As I say, my cards are trained to jump. This is an Earth card. So we're back on Earth after all these dragons. It is the two of Earth. Now, this has a duality, being a two. Sometimes it means there's too much going on. We're juggling too much. We're working too hard. We're trying to fit too much in the to-do list, or we're just struggling to make a decision. And this card is always has the kind of message of lighten up. That sometimes what we need to break out of that kind of energy is just to take a more light-hearted approach and giving ourselves permission for that kind of space to step back, rather than trying to force, oh, I must do this, I've got to keep going, would just buy you the time and space to get a more lateral view and to see a way forward by stepping back or stepping sideways. So I hope that will be helpful. Okay, I can see that I'm coming up to the end of this show. Raven is on the way next with Oliver. So do I mean Oliver? No, I mean Jamie. I told you I cannot keep a thought in my head. I'm just going to make sure that I take a look. Yeah, it's the Backstage Pass with Jay and Raven. There you go. Finally got it right. I know it will be a fabulous show. So have a great week. Thank you for joining me today. And I will see you either on 1-2 Listen or back here at the same time next week. Lots of love, and bye-bye for now.